Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You at WCWP.org. I'm Rebecca, along with Otto and Christina. We were talking about yoga and a little bit about my journey into becoming a yoga teacher. So I was just talking about the first studio that I joined, and I was really inspired by the yoga instructors there. They were all different ages, though mostly younger than me, but just really open, beautiful, young men and women that just, it, you know, totally accepting. And I learned about non-judgment and all kinds of things. And, you know, I had been going about a year or two and got to know a lot of people there. And every, like, let's say 6 to 6 months, they put up a yoga certification if you want to become a teacher. And there's a lot involved. It's 200 hours. It's a big commitment. It's not cheap. It's a master's levels course. And, you know, I called about it and I got the quotes, and then I didn't do it. And then that voice in me that I can't do it came in. And then I said, you know what? I can do this. I can really do this. I can juggle my job, my kids, and I signed up, and I wound up taking my yoga certification with Always at Home. And though they did at the time use Medwell Spa, which started branching out, and it was at the Wantaw Studio. And it was every weekend for 4 months, Friday from 6 to 9, and Saturday and Sundays from 12 to 6. Every single weekend, and every other weekend? I can't remember. But anyway, it was the equivalent of 200 hours of classes and certification, in addition to having to take over 50 classes in that time period, which wasn't a big deal because I was taking so many classes. And I did it. And you learn a lot. You learn a lot about the body. It's not just, you know, here's a pose. This is how you do it. And I've been teaching now for almost 4 years. And it's been life changing. Like you were saying, Christina, not only do I seem different, I feel different. My mantra is very different.
You got into yoga in a time in your life where there was like a lot going on.
Yeah.
It was, you know, finding that kind of thing that really helped get through that, you know, and kind of start a new chapter of things, you know, if you will.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened with yoga and you. And, you know, as we had touched upon either during a break or, you know, I don't know, we do so much talking. I don't know what's on the air, what's not on the air. But, you know, the fact is we always say people are scared to do anything new, you know, whether it's exercise or a new activity, for this fear of failure and judgment and whatnot. So I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, or you have this idea of what yoga is in your head, you know, so you might be a senior and say like yoga, and you picture this girl in some kind of contortioned position, or, you know, it's, everyone's got these things. But right. I think with yoga, which is so important to realize, is there's so many different parts of that, you know, and especially now, I'll just give a quick little plug, you know, in this time of at-home programming. I mean, Beck has been such a huge part of the at-home exercise, Project Independence exercise that is on North Hempstead TV. You can get it on demand on the website. And it's really just great because, you know, I think like the chair yoga component of all these things is so wonderful, you know, for the senior who wants to do something and have those benefits, but, you know, it's not as easy to be doing kind of a standing yoga class. So it's just wonderful that.
Yeah. And with the chair thing too, is, you know, in addition to yoga, which, you know, of course is my, you know, joy, on the North Hempstead, Project Independence exercise classes on North Hempstead television, we're also doing dance, fitness, Tai Chi. And there's a lot of, you know, seniors who are doing the classes, standing poses or doing the dance, and that's great. You can't do any class on a chair. Mm-hmm. I, you know, when I'm teaching yoga, I try to give a lot of modifications. When I'm doing a standing pose, I'll say on the chair, you know, do you can do this, you can modify, or just do something that feels good and doesn't hurt, you know, any one of the classes. So even if we're doing, even if Margaret's doing her dance for fitness and she's lifting the left knee and extending, you do that on the chair. So it's really great. Just make sure the chair is sturdy. I always preface that. You don't want to, you know.
Wheels. Yeah, we don't want any chairs on wheels.
Right. No chairs on wheels. You know, when you're on the chair, especially if you're doing chair yoga, you know, slide a little bit forward, just a little bit. And if the chair lifts, it's not the right chair, because a lot of the chair poses we do, you have to move around on the chair a little bit. And if you're leaning to one side, you don't, you want the chair to be on the ground because you want to make sure you're not falling over. So it's important to have a comfortable chair, and anyone can do any of the classes.
Could we just go back to basics for 1 second? Like when you say
absolutely
poses, all right. I have never done yoga, and I've watched you for a couple of minutes on Town of North Hempstead TV, but I didn't do yoga. When you say poses, what, like, is yoga a series of we're on the radio, obviously, but we're also on TV, but yeah. Is it like a series of just doing slow movements, or what are we talking about? Like what are poses?
So that's a great question, Otto. What is it that we're doing? So in yoga, there are hundreds of poses, whether we're doing a warrior one, if we're coming into awkward chair, if we come into Supta Baddha Konasana, which is a reclining butterfly pose. So all poses have actions that every body part has to take. So no matter what pose you're in, every part of your body has an action. Whether that's a restful action, that's for that body part. So if I'm in, if I'm standing and I'm doing a warrior two, as an instructor, I cue the pose. So I'll tell you what you need to do, right? You bring your arms to a T, your right knee is over your right ankle, left foot is engaged behind you, feet are grounded. Remember, your feet are your foundation when you're standing. So you want to make sure you have your feet grounded in the earth. Arms are at a T, you're gazing over the right hand. The back hand is up at shoulder height. You know, so I'm cueing throughout how to come into the pose. So every pose has a lot of details. You know, it takes a long time to kind of know. So if I'm teaching an advanced class and I'm saying, okay, now we're going to flow through a vinyasa and come up into your warrior two. And from warrior two, we're moving into peaceful warrior. I'm not cueing a lot because it's more of an advanced class. I love teaching open level vinyasa or an open level hatha class, which is a slower class where we hold poses longer. It takes a long time. You know, it's not like, you know, I did this wrong. There's no wrong. It's a practice. That's why they call yoga a practice. You're always practicing. I'm practicing. There's no Olympics for yoga. So hopefully that answered part of your question.
Well, is my end goal, thinking about exercise in general, all right, cardio, mental, muscle tone,
yes.
I think it's everything, yes. You know, I think that's okay. The whole point of yoga. It's so right. Integrated, you know,
there's a lot more, strengthening going on in the poses than there is like cardio. So if you're taking a power yoga class, the focus is on blowing through these poses a lot quicker and holding them and doing them in a more advanced way. If you're doing just, you're in a hatha class and you're holding warrior two, your arms are engaged, your fingertips are reaching in opposite direction. While you're doing that, while the arms are engaged. So if I'm saying, okay, lift your arms up, right? And your arms are soft. What is that really doing anything? No, instead extend your fingertips out. Palms are facing each other. Lift the arms up. Exhale, lower down, connect to your breath. So you see what happens? I mean, I actually have a little definition. Yeah. And if you feel that definition as you're moving, you're strengthening. So when you're seated and you flex your feet, you're going to see that quad kind of pop up a little bit, as opposed to when your foot is kind of just relaxed. Legs are extended. Flex the foot if you're lifting your feet up. Put your hands on your quads, on your legs. Notice the difference when you kind of just gently point the toes, and then when you flex the foot, you feel that. So, depending on the type of class that you're in, there's also restorative yoga where we're using props, and it's mostly on the earth or on your mat. And a lot of people take restorative classes, maybe some that are older, maybe some are recovering from an injury. The props help you come into the pose with bringing the earth a little bit closer, as we say. And then, there's also, again, there's so many different styles or themes or types of classes. And really, it's whatever your goal is, Otto. So if you really want, you want to get a little bit more of a cardio, you would take maybe a power yoga class or Ashtanga. There's so many different kinds of classes. If you're new, you could take any class, really, if you're new. I'm the type of instructor. I teach my classes how I learned to become a teacher. My teachers really were very, gave a lot of instruction. And I just find that it helps me, too, do the class. So if we're coming into things that we had to learn, like a dual action. What's a dual action? You don't usually hear that in yoga, but when I teach, I tell them what it is. That's when you've got one body part in one direction reaching, maybe if I'm in a tabletop and my fingertips are reaching in front of me, my arms are engaged, and I send my left leg behind me. So I've got my left leg reaching behind me and my right fingertip reaching in front of me. That's a dual action. You can kind of figure out why, right? So that's what I tell, students, this is what we're doing. And I tell them what's happening. I'll say, this is great for the lower back. And then we're going to do the other side. I'm always trying to explain why am I bringing my right hand all the way down and my seat is grounded? Well, because we're stretching the left side of the body. We're stretching the left side of the body. Yes.
You mentioned different kinds of yoga. All right. How do I know what kinds of yoga I should have? Do I kind of have to have a list of my goals? Like, what would I like to get out of yoga? How do you, how would you determine what yoga I should take? Like, if there's different kinds of yoga, that's one question.
And then that's a great question. And when we come back from break,
well, I'm going to give you one other quick one for when we come back.
Okay. Sounds good.
Terms like warrior two, whatever. Sometimes when you watch a professional football game, they talk about terminology that ex-players know all about. But I, even one who was a football fan, watched a lot of football, have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
We will discuss that when we come back from this.
Yeah, that's 2 points.
Great. Right. Okay.
What yoga and do I football. Have to use terms?
Okay. We'll be right back.